It's at 7:47 right now in our weekly check-in with...
Might as well truck!
The Donald!
Mr. President, the radio is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Let me tell you, good morning, Texas. Good morning.
There he is. Good morning,
Texan in spirit.
Yes, sir.
Texan in spirit. And your weekly Trump date.
Trump date. It's got a ring.
Yep.
Trump date.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting.
Where we give you only the good news, all of the news, but the best of the news, not fake news.
No way.
That's Friday.
Uh-huh. What tremendous good news. I'm sure you've seen the news this morning, throughout yesterday, that we have achieved something that has never been achieved in thousands of years.
Yeah. Well,
that's a lot of years.
A lot of years.
But we now have peace in the Middle East. You're welcome, world. A total peace in the Middle East.
That happened.
I was just checking yesterday before I left. Everybody still loves everybody when I was leaving.
Good.
It's beautiful.
That's
it's
good.
Tremendous. And this peace. This peace.
Yes.
It will last... So long. Never-ending peace.
Ever.
Nicely.
All because of yours truly.
Well, yes.
The art of the deal.
Yes.
Art of the deal.
Just like the
peace
book.
In the Middle East.
Negotiations.
Congratulations.
Peace.
There it is.
And probably soon, somewhere along the Gaza Strip, a beautiful hotel and resort and casino.
Well, you know, there's peace.
Big
peace.
So much peace. This long-awaited peace finally.
Yeah.
Finally. I wish it would come. I wish it would have come sooner.
Of course.
Like, you know, if I'd have done this a week ago, probably would have won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, yeah, that did.
Now it goes to some lady who's down in Central America, which is not even a country, whatever. But she even says that I should have won.
Yes.
She was impressed.
She did say that.
Peace Prize. And that should be good for next year. We should be good for next year. Very good. And we will fight for what is ours, and we will fight for that Nobel Peace Prize next year. We will fight for the peace.
You're fighting for peace.
Fight for the
in
peace.
The Middle East.
Right. And the prize.
And, of course, I will solve by probably the end of the week there at the White House on Friday.
Oh, he's coming.
Because we have Zelensky coming in.
Yeah.
To solve the Ukraine-Russia war. So I could do two with one. BOGO deal. Two for one. So much peace.
Very efficient.
Marketing game strong.
There you go.
Peace prize.
Yeah, okay.
But it's always fun to have guests. I hope he dresses up like a big boy.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Come on, let's pull it together.
It was an issue previously, wasn't
it? And I will try to bring, after bringing peace to the Middle East, then to the Western Front, then to the Mediterranean, and maybe to even the Great Northwest. You know, maybe some peace in the United States. I don't know. That's
a
little tough.
We need some help.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Peace prize.
Right.
Congratulations.
But very, very happy to be back here in my very golden White House. So golden.
Yeah, gilded.
Adorned it.
Like a K-pop Demon Hunter song. So gold. Because I traveled very quickly, didn't I?
Yes, traveled fast. A lot.
It was my very own hometown handshake tour. Free ice cream and a lot of peace.
Free ice cream.
I think that's our thing.
Yeah. Well,
first 50.
Yeah, they get peace.
But we'll be back home. Traveled so far and fast on a Columbus Day, no less.
Yes.
Talk about great travelers and great Americans like Christopher Columbus. And I hope everybody had a great Columbus Day yesterday. And that is why we named Ohio after him.
That
makes
sense.
Hope you had a good Columbus Day, America.
You too.
Enjoy your peace.
Yes. Thank you.
And do we have a wedding date yet?
Yeah, come on.
No,
let's go.
No, let's move on.
Well, maybe somebody could broker the deal.
Right. We need you.
Okay.
Peace prize.
Peace prize.
You're welcome, world.
There he is.
Thank you, Texas.
The Donald.
MAGA.